The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. I want you to notice what God has to say to our nation. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore turn and live. As a matter of fact, God is speaking this to the whole world, not just our nation, not just to the Israelitish people, but to the whole world. Well, what will we do? Will we repent, turn to God, rend our heart, and continue to survive as a nation? Will we learn from history? Will we have a spiritual revival and live as a nation? Will you as an individual? Our nation still has time. You still have time, but I can tell you, we don't have any time to waste. We are fast coming to the end of our rope, and will unless there is a spiritual revival. The ancient nation of Israel never did turn back to God with their whole heart after they split off from Judah in the days of Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. God sent prophet after prophet to warn them, but they didn't listen. The great God who cares for us to the point that he saw to it that we have survived all the evils which have befallen us. 2 world wars, Korea, Vietnam, and thus far we have survived the terror attack of 9/11 and other terror attacks, as well as all the bad weather, all the crime, the sickness, the disease, economic problem, big debt. My friends, we would not have made it nearly as well if we hadn't had the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. God promised to make this nation, and he did, but he also promised to tear it down, and he is doing that. I want you to notice a prophecy about Israel, the United States, and the British people, about Joseph, whom we descended from, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, beginning in verse 13. And of Joseph he said, "Blessed of the Lord is his hand, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath." God is speaking about the blessing that came upon the United States and the British people. Continuing here in verse 14, "With the precious fruit of the sun, with the precious produce of the month, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, yes, a nation that has been blessed, that has had plenty." Verse 16, "With the precious things of the earth in its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush, let the blessings come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers." And God continues to tell us how we would be as a nation, and indeed we have been. "His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns are like the horns of the wild ox. Together with them he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the 1,000 of Manasseh." Speaking about the United States and the British people that have been the rulers of this world for many years. All these blessings and promises God made to Joseph, the United States, and the British people have come to pass, and I believe have come to an end. Because we have forsaken our God, he is sending curses instead of blessings. We no longer have the favor of our God, the true God that dwelt in the burning bush, all because we are such a sin-ridden nation. Now, I know you don't like to hear that, but that is true, my friend. God promised to strip us and bring us down if we continue to forsake him, and this is in process. Do you think God is pouring out blessings on us? Is anything really going well for America? Ask yourself that question, my friends. In Isaiah chapter 1, beginning verse 4, I want you to notice a prophecy about Israel. "Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward." This happened, my friend, back in ancient Israel, and it is a prophecy for us today that has come to pass. Yes, God says we have forsaken him. Are we too naive or too stubborn and rebellious to hear what God is saying? He is speaking to you and me. This is aimed in particular to the nations of Israel, and especially to the United States and the British people, as well as to the nation of Judah, whom we call Israel in the Palestine area. It is for our day. It is up to date. And you need to listen to this, my friend, because it is going to come to pass. It is in process now. It describes our nation today. It's not a good thing to provoke God to anger, but that's what we have done. God said so himself. God isn't fooled by the fact that we call ourselves a Christian and a Christian nation, pretending to obey him. God said we are laddened or loaded down with iniquity, and we are struggling to survive and such. But we are not struggling to change, to repent, and call for a spiritual revival, all to our hurt and to our shame. No, we're not struggling to turn to God and rend our heart. In Isaiah 1, verse 5, God continues here. He asks a question. He said, "Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faints." God knew that this would be coming to pass in our days, that we would continue to revolt and turn away from our God. God says there's something terribly wrong. He said we are sick, and indeed we are. We are sick morally and spiritually from the top of government to the average person on the street. God asked, "Why will you be stricken again, or why do you keep doing things to hurt yourself?" And he may have had in mind at that time that Israel had revolted and had been taken into captivity, and he's asking us, "Why will you do it again?" Then God lets us know that he knows we will continue to rebel, and that's what this nation and the world is doing. God said we are sick in the head, meaning we aren't thinking right, neither are we acting right. Now, do you think that this nation is thinking right? Do you think that we're acting right? Do you think that we're making good decisions, my friend? We care less about what God has to say or what he thinks of us for rebelling against him and for not knowing him. In Isaiah 1, verse 6, it continues, "From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment." God says we're sick from the top of our head to the sole of our foot. God is telling us, this nation and other nations as well, that we don't know how to soothe our wounds. We don't have any healing ointments anymore, and we don't have any band-aid big enough to cover our wounds anymore. Why don't we? Well, because we have cut ourselves off from the favor and the blessings of God. In Jeremiah chapter 30, God has this to say, beginning in verse 12. And in this passage, he is describing America and the British people today. This is an end-time prophecy, and you need to listen to this, my friend, because it is taking place, and it is going to get worse unless you turn to your Maker. It's going to get worse for you individually unless you turn to your Maker, and certainly going to get much worse for this nation unless we as a nation turn to our God. Verse 12 of Jeremiah chapter 30, "For thus says the Eternal, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe." Does that sound like our nation? Does that sound like the nation that you are living in? There is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. God lets us know that we have no healing medicine, but we continue to rebel against our Maker. We have just about exalted every avenue we have or can think of to help lighten our burdens. But have you noticed the fact that our burdens keep getting bigger and heavier to bear? There's only one healing medicine for us if we are to survive, and that is to turn to God and have a spiritual revival. But to this day, we haven't done that as a nation. Have you as an individual? You can, my friends, and you should. In Jeremiah chapter 30, beginning of verse 14, God continues to describe our nation today. "All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased." God is describing the very end days of America and the British people. And he says, this will come to pass. We will be forgotten and forsaken by whom we think are our allies. Verse 15, "Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you." God takes credit for bringing these things upon us. He tells us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and Leviticus chapter 26, that if we continue to rebel against him, that he will send curses upon us. Cursed, he said, will you be in the city. Cursed, you will be in the country. In other words, the whole nation. God takes credit for ceasing to watch over us with his blessings. Why? Because our iniquities, our sins, have multiplied. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 20, I want you to notice exactly what God has to say about this end-time nation of America. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Does that sound like it describes our nation today, my friends? If it does, it is a fact that it is, whether it sounds that way to you or not. It is describing ancient Israel in their end days, and it is describing modern-day Israel in our end days. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hands to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. My friends, God gives us warning after warning after warning, tells us that we have forsaken him, and he tells us to turn and repent. He asks the question, why will you die, O Israel? Turn and repent, he said. This did happen to our ancestors, ancient Israel, and it is happening now and has been for several years to modern day or end time Israel, the United States and the British people. God said, I, the only true God, would send curses on us for rebelling against our Maker, and the end result will be ceasing to be a nation and taken captive by our enemies. That's what awaits this nation of America and the British people, unless there is a spiritual revival, a repenting of our many sins, and the rending of our heart to our Maker, and begin to obey our God. May God help you to hear, but there is good news beyond our judgment. Chapter 31, beginning in verse 7. For thus says the Eternal, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nation. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Yes, my friends, a remnant of Israel, a remnant of this nation, will be saved. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the ends of the earth. Among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child, together a great throng shall return there. He's not just speaking of Israel, the nation we call Israel, Judah, returning to the land of Palestine. He's talking about the house of Israel returning, including Judah, in the end time. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Yes, once our pride is broken and we are humbled, my friend, by all the misery that we are living in and will have to go through before this happens, God says, I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. This is an end-time prophecy for America and other Israelitish nations. We will finally have the spiritual revival after much suffering when we have been humbled. Why don't we have it now and avoid all the suffering? We could, and God would like nothing better. Neither should you and I. What will you do? In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should read. And all you need to do to receive these booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Number one, Call to Revival. And number two, How to Build Godly Character. Or call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63766.